Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 14th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A black worker at a Boeing plant in South Carolina has dropped a federal lawsuit claiming co-workers hung a noose at his desk and repeatedly urinated on the desk and used racial slurs in his presence. Online court records show lawyers for Curtis Anthony and Boeing signed a document Friday saying both sides agreed to dismiss the case, and Anthony cannot bring the same claims in a new suit. Anthony sued in June, about 3 months after a nylon noose was found at the 787 Dreamliner jet plant in North Charleston. Boeing said it fired the worker who hung the noose. A South Carolina personal injury lawyer known for his ads has won an order keeping his son from using their shared name to market a competing law firm. The Post and Courier newspaper reports that a federal judge says George Sink Jr. cannot use that name in any sort of marketing until an arbitrator considers the matter. George Sink Sr. fired his son in February, nearly a year after he began working for George Sink PA Personal Injury Lawyers. Days later, Sink Jr. opened George Sink II Law Firm. Judge David Norton's temporary order Friday said the names and logos are confusingly similar. He says the older firm has spent an exorbitant amount of money on ads and that it wouldn't be fair to let the son benefit from the marketing. A Hilton Head woman is recovering after being bitten by an alligator near her home. South Carolina Department of Natural Resources spokesman David Lucas said it happened in the Sun City retirement community Monday night. The 68-year-old woman was walking her dog near her house, which is also near several ponds. The 8-to-9-foot gator bit the woman on the wrist and leg. She was treated at the scene and later transported to Memorial Health University Medical Center in Savannah, Georgia. The dog ran away during the attack and was not harmed. An alligator control agent was called in, and the gator was captured and euthanized. Sunsetter Company is recalling all of their soft vinyl motorized awnings. A problem with the awning covers, if they're secured with bungee tie-downs, put consumers at risk for an injury or death if the awning opens unexpectedly. Sunsetter is offering free breakaway safety clips to replace the bungee tie-downs and urge consumers not to use the awnings until they switch out the tie-downs. So far, 14 reports of incidents involving the manufacturing flaw have been made, including one report of a death and 6 reports of injuries. The motorized awnings were sold directly by Sunsetter, independent dealers, and through Costco Wholesale between June of 1999 and January of 2019. Around 270,000 units have been affected by the recall. Berkeley County is one of the fastest-growing counties in the state. Yesterday, the county, along with its school district and other agencies, celebrated the newest graduates of the MenuFirst SC Certificate Program. South Carolina Public Radio's Felicia Eady reports on how this program is helping the state's need for qualified manufacturing workers.
32 people in Berkeley County now have the equivalent of a year's worth of manufacturing experience, making them qualified for a mix of positions. After receiving their MenuFirst SC certificate, they immediately met with local manufacturers. Filling manufacturing positions and building a skilled workforce has been an ongoing issue. Governor McMaster addressed it during his inauguration speech in January.
Skilled workers are in such high demand today that we have to go outside of state to recruit them. Right now, South Carolina has 60,000 of those highly paid jobs looking for people.
MenuFirst SC is a 3-week program. According to the county, it has now spread across the region and is emulated in counties across the state. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.